This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And going to talk about something happening virtually with the Roseburg Public Library tonight. Library Director Chris Wiley in. We were just sharing Eugene Marathon stories. And you ran the full marathon.
I did run the full marathon. It's a bit of a blur, but I was thrilled with my time and had a great experience. It's a wonderful course.
Yeah, great course. And what was that like for you there at the beginning? As we got started, you realize that there's over 7,200 people in a two-block area there.
Right, the sea of people. And I was quite a ways back and told my husband, get a picture. And he got a picture of the last people taking off. And all you see are just, it's a wave of people far down the street as you can see.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Now, we could talk about that for a long time probably, but we should focus on something happening with the library. Why don't you introduce who you brought with you today?
I'm so excited to have brought our AmeriCorps participant, Lydia Rathy. She is the United Communities AmeriCorps participant for the library this year, and she's been doing so much for us, including programming. And this program tonight, the history of Umpqua Derry, was something that she has put together, and so she's going to have a lot more details about it.
So, Lydia, welcome. Tell us more about what's going on. Get real close.
Awesome. Hello, everybody. So for the History of Umpqua Derry program, it kind of came to me in just a wave of thoughts. When I moved here, there was three main things that people used to tell me about, and that was the Rajneesh Param, the goats on Mount Nebo, and Umpqua Derry, and how I needed to try their products. And so whenever I see a lull in our programming, I try to find a way to include one of those, and I already did a program on the Rajneesh Param, and so this was my next step, and I contacted them because they have a history page on their website, and I just contacted them and said asked if they'd be able to present that for us, and they said yes, and here we are.
So, Umpqua Derry, what kinds of things have you learned about it?
Well, I just learned that they started with $500, and they've had a lot of hardships. They were burnt down, and they've expanded a lot, and they've become one of the biggest dairy companies in Oregon. So just a lot going on, and of course, I love their product. Their ice cream is very good. So,
and so how is this program going to work tonight? Who do you have to be the presenter?
We have Tina Jokum. She's their marketing specialist. She's going to come and present, and it's going to be a Facebook Live program, so that way everybody can come view it on our Facebook Live on our Facebook page, and it's free for everybody whether or not you have a Facebook account. And she will be presenting, and then I will be moderating a Q&A shortly after.
So people can then ask questions along at the end.
Yeah, people can ask questions throughout the program by commenting on the live, or they can email me, lrathy@cityofroseburg.org, beforehand, and I can also present her with those questions as well.
Now, because it's virtual and people will be wherever, then that means that they could also be sampling Umpqua Derry products during the event.
Exactly, exactly. So bring your favorite tub of ice cream.
So it'd be like wine tasting, but only for Umpqua Derry products.
Yes, exactly.
So what do you like about what you're doing at the library?
Oh, I really like my job at my service site. Lately, we've been prepping for summer reading program, and so that's been a lot of fun working with our youth services librarian, Aurora Rupp. And, of course, I like seeing all our patrons and kind of getting to know what everybody's reading and, like, what they prefer to read. I think that's always interesting to see someone pick up a book that I thoroughly enjoyed and seeing their opinions on it.
So where did you move here from?
I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, a Midwesterner, and I moved here in September.
So you're here for how long?
My service goes through July, and then I think I'm going to stay a little bit longer to keep doing some schooling over at UCC.
Neat. So, remind people again how to get logged on tonight and what to do to participate.
To log on, you'll go to our Facebook account. It's www.facebook.com/Roseburg Library. And once we start streaming, the live will just pop up on there. So at 6:30, if you're not seeing it, refresh that page and it should show up for you. Again, you do not need a Facebook account to log on. It should just pop up on our page whether or not you have logged in or not. So that's just about it for it.
Neat. Lydia, good opportunity to learn about some history, Umpqua Derry, that's tonight. Chris, I also wanted to ask you, you guys have some kind of fundraiser coming up?
Yeah, we sure do. We're really grateful to Grocery Outlet here in Roseburg on Garden Valley Boulevard. They're hosting a roundup fundraiser for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, so folks who check out could round up their change, and every penny goes to helping purchase free books for kids in the area from birth to 5 years old.
And talk a little bit more about Dolly Parton's program, how that works.
Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is a free book gifting program to registered children. You can register at Dolly Parton's site, imaginationlibrary.com, check availability. And there are service areas throughout the county. Ours is funded or supported by the Friends of the Roseburg Public Library. And they get a free book every month of from birth to fifth birthday when they're registered. It's a fantastic way to begin building those early literacy skills.
And so obviously something you guys really, really enjoy. It's just amazing what has happened with that program.
You know, we've already given away thousands of books. We're in our third year of the program, and we have about 1,050 kiddos currently registered. And another thing at Grocery Outlet, we do have registration forms there, and it does have the website. You can also register on paper and bring that in or mail it in.
And you probably heard that yesterday, Dolly Parton got inducted or will be inducted, but her name was announced as one of the new inductees to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
You know, she has been in the news, I think, consistently for years. I didn't listen to music on the marathon, but I did during my training, and I have Islands in the Stream because it's such a classic, right?
Her and Kenny Rogers.
Absolutely.
All right. Chris Wiley, Lydia Rathi, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 on the Morning Report.